From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Boy meets world. Today, the world had its first glimpse of Britain's royal newborn, the third in line to the throne. He was brought out by his parents, William and Kate, Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. And as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, the excitement rippled across the area.
The royal couple came out with their baby boy, born just over a day earlier. This is the prince's first taste of the intense media scrutiny that'll dominate his life. The public, gathered outside London's St. Mary's Hospital, was thrilled. Prince William said of his boy...
Well, he's got a good pair of lungs, though, and that's for sure.
Kate added that she felt...
Photos
complete, the young family went inside to prepare to depart for Kensington Palace. They left one issue unresolved, the boy's name. They say they're still working on that. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Many parents in the U.S. are dealing with a new kind of anxiety over their kids' college tuition, but the loan giant Sallie Mae is out with an optimistic report, at least to some, that shows college spending in 2012 was down slightly to $21,000. 2 years earlier, the cost was $24,000. Also, it says many students are relying more on grants and scholarships than their parents' pocketbooks to help pay for an education. An FDA review of menthol cigarettes out today says they pose a greater risk than regular cigarettes. The agency's scientific advisory committee has already issued a report suggesting removing menthol from cigarettes would be good for public health. NPR's Kathy Lowe reports now the agency is seeking more input from the health community.
The head of the FDA's Center for Tobacco Products says menthol cigarettes raise critical public health questions. The agency has released a preliminary evaluation of the health effects of smoking menthol versus non-menthol cigarettes. Dr. David Ashley is with the Center for Tobacco Products Office of Science.
Menthol cigarettes are likely associated with an increase in initiation of smoking, an increase in nicotine dependence, as well as decreased success in quitting smoking.
The agency says it needs more information before it considers regulatory options. According to the FDA, about 30% of adult smokers and 40% of youth smokers say they smoke menthol cigarettes. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
The Syrian opposition is demanding that Lebanese Hezbollah leaders be put on trial for fighting alongside Syrian forces in the civil war. It's also praising the EU for blacklisting Hezbollah's military wing, a terror group. Back in Washington, Secretary of State John Kerry updated reporters about his visit to a Syrian refugee camp in Jordan last week and how people are coping.
Unbelievably moving ways in which people are separated from homes, from family. So many people murdered, killed, massacres.
Secretary of State John Kerry. Before the close, Dow is up 22. This is NPR. A new survey finds a growing share of Latinos in the United States are getting their news in English. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the trend reflects a demographic shift.
The Pew Hispanic Center finds 82% of Latinos say they get at least some of their news in English. The center's Mark Hugo Lopez says, in part, this is because immigration is down dramatically in recent years. There are fewer recent arrivals with little English.
At the same time, those immigrants who live in the U.S. have been here longer, and they become more proficient in English.
Still, the outlook for Spanish media is good. As the Hispanic population continues to grow, Pew finds a record 35 million Latinos speak Spanish at home. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
There is little sign that Congress was any closer to reaching consensus on the politically explosive issue of immigration, especially just days before lawmakers are due to leave for a month-long summer recess. This afternoon, the House Judiciary Committee began a hearing on the legal status undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. House Republicans' proposal offering some of these kids a chance to become citizens are meeting with rejections from some Democrats. They say that the GOP-led House should follow the lead of the Democratic-led Senate and create a path to citizenship for 11 million immigrants already in the U.S. illegally. In Ohio, where same-sex marriage is banned, a federal judge is allowing two Ohio men to have their out-of-state marriage recognized as one of them nears death. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports John Arthur wants his death certificate to show James Obergefell as his surviving spouse, which would allow for a number of rights only afforded to heterosexual couples in Ohio. Lawsuit filed Friday against local and state authorities says the men married recently in Maryland. This is NPR.